Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we have Fenner Goldsboro on with us, and we're going to go right back to Fenner. Fenner, go right ahead, brother.
Sure. Thank you, Jack. I appreciate the opportunity to hopefully try to educate your audience a little bit about the misapplication of what most of us think of as the income tax, which turns out is not at all what we think it is. And let me give you a quick background about me. I'm an old World War II vet. I just turned 85 this spring. And for about the last 35 or 40 years, I've been dedicated to an educational movement to try to teach the American public why they have not owed the so-called income tax on their personal earnings, that is, wages, salaries, and any other earnings they might have acquired over the years, and how this misapplication by our government through the Internal Revenue Service has basically played a large part in destroying our nation's economy. And the reason I bring that up, Jack, is because if you think about the billions of dollars that have been paid into our treasury through this misapplication of the tax by working Americans, that is probably the most hyperinflationary endeavor that our government has been successful in perpetrating against the American people. Keep this in mind. The every dollar of taxation that our government collects through the IRS is misspent by an increase in 50%. Statistics show that for every dollar they collect, they spend $1.59. Now, that 59-cent increase in what they collected is obviously just printing press money through the Federal Reserve, which is a whole other issue, and I'm not going to be talking about that. That's a very important issue, but we'll stay away from it. My book doesn't touch it. My book strictly is designed to educate people on the misapplication of the tax against their wages, salaries, and other earnings. Now, the tax, of course, is applicable to profits or gains, which are achieved through the exercise of the corporate privilege. That is, corporations, if they have a profit or gain, are taxable. Also, as my book proves, you will find non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, and foreign partnerships are taxable entities because they're not protected by the Constitution. Jack, interrupt me if you think I'm going in the wrong direction, but what I wanted to do is just give your audience perhaps a quick summary of the book, chapter by chapter, and maybe we can kind of stop as we go along, depending on how much time we have, and answer questions as we touch on each subject. Does that make sense to you?
Okay, brother. It does make sense to me. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, let's start with chapter one of the book, because that is the very basis of the whole story of the misapplication of the income tax to you and me and the rest of working America. And that chapter one is entitled Constitutional Taxing Authority and Restrictions. And what I've done in that chapter is to point out that the taxing provisions and limitations in our Constitution have identified the income tax as an indirect excise tax on government-granted privileges. And it shows how both the Constitution and the Internal Revenue Code, which is the statutory law on income tax, protect the personal earnings and receipts of our citizens against any such taxation. The book goes into great length to provide confirming Supreme Court decisions and key sections of the Internal Revenue Code, which I quote in that chapter. Then we go to chapter two. By the way, I only have nine chapters in a book, but there's also a rather lengthy prologue, a preface, and an epilogue. And chapter nine is frequently asked questions and answers. I'd like to suggest, as we're going through this summary, if you will, Jack, that we might ask your listeners to be thinking about any questions they have and make notes of them. And will we have time for question and answer sessions? I didn't get a chance to discuss that option with you earlier. I mean, do you have people that call in with questions?
Yes. Next hour is totally open phone.
Mm-hmm. Now you say next hour. You mean this current hour we're in now? The following hour?
The following hour from 11 to 12.
I think it would be preferable if you have a possibility to have some question time open up during the first hour, because in my experience, having been on a number of constitutional libertarian, call it, radio shows in the past, it's better if people can air their questions as we go along a little bit at a time, not while I'm speaking, but we have little segments for it periodically. So is that a possibility in the first hour or only in the second hour? We can do it either way.
Well, second hour is totally open phone, so write down their question and hold it until the second hour.
Okay,
and
fine.
That's totally open phone.
Okay, fine. I'll defer then to that methodology, and we'll see how we go. Now you're going to have periodic commercials, right? When they pop up every 10 minutes or so, and during this first hour,
right?
Okay, and you'll let me know as we go along. All right, now let's talk. Let's go back to chapter one briefly, because that's the heart and soul of the misunderstanding that the public has on the income tax. There are two different types of constitutionally authorized taxation. as we all know, our founding fathers in their ultimate wisdom back over 200 years ago created taxing authorities in our Constitution under Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3, which dealt strictly with direct taxes. And that also is true of Article 1, Section 9, Clause 4, which it talks about capitation taxes. That's a tax on the person. So a tax, a direct tax, is one that's levied only on the states of the Union in accordance with the rule of apportionment. And what that means, Jack, is that when a direct tax is levied, and by the way, there have been only five of them levied in the history of this nation, the last being in 1861 to finance the Civil War. What happens is the federal government says, hey, we need money for whatever it might be, and we need it now, so we're going to send the bill to the treasurer of every state in the union. So today, for instance, with 50 states, that bill would be sent. If they say they need to raise, let's say, $100 million, they would send the bill to the treasurer of each state in the union, and that's called apportionment. And that bill would be divvied up by the states in accordance with how their population relates to the population of the nation as a whole. So in other words, California today is probably the most populous nation. They would get the biggest bill. Maybe Rhode Island or Delaware, one of their tiniest states, or the one I just left recently, Vermont, maybe would get the smallest bill. And then it's up to the state governments of each state to assess normally property owners or whatever their constitution calls for to try to reimburse themselves, their state governments, for that tax that was assessed to them on an apportioned basis by the federal government. The other tax that's levied on corporation profits or gains and on foreign entities who are doing business in the United States who do not have the benefit of the restrictions against direct taxation those people are also taxed indirectly, and the income tax is an excise tax on not by the same token, but only on those corporate profits or gains. And there's been voluminous Supreme Court case law, which I discuss in great detail in the book, that covers those issues. So that's basically what Chapter 1 of the book shows, the differences between direct and indirect taxes, and shows how they operate in the United States, those confirming Supreme Court decisions and key sections of the code are quoted. Then I go to Chapter 2 of the book. I'm sorry, Jack, did you want me to elaborate on that? You were about to interrupt?
No, I just said, thank you, brother.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Chapter 2 of the book is titled The 16th Amendment, The Myth and the Reality. This is really the heart and soul of why our government, through the IRS, a master propaganda organization, has been successful in imposing an income tax on working America. And what Chapter 2 is all about is I give a detailed history of President William Howard Taft's, then President of the United States, his proposed and subsequently enacted 16th Amendment to the Constitution. Now, the authority of that amendment is what the IRS misapplies to the earnings and other receipts of U.S. citizens. In that chapter, I show the true limited authority of the amendment to tax corporate profits and foreigners' earnings only. And no mention is made in President Taft's authorization speech, which he wrote to Congress asking for the 16th Amendment back in 1909. No mention at all was ever made in his speech of any intent by reason of the amendment to tax the earnings, wages, salaries, or other receipts of the American.
Okay, folks. Benner, hold on to your thoughts there. We're going to a break for some very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we'll be back with Benner Goldsboro. We'll be right back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, folks. All right, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. We're going to go right back to Fenner. Brother Fenner, go right ahead, brother.
Fine. Thank you, Jack. I neglected to mention when I was talking about my personal background that I was former chairman of Free State Constitutionists in Baltimore, Maryland, where my wife and I grew up. And over a 30 to 40-year period, starting back in the mid-70s, I first got into this fight, and all of those who were associated with me in Free State Constitutionists did so. And over that time frame, we wrote virtually thousands of flyers on this subject that we're discussing over these next 2 hours, and sent those flyers all over the country. I think there are hundreds of thousands of those flyers which have been distributed to patriot groups, constitutional groups, tea parties. By the way, my one of the best audiences I've had since I wrote this book as a composite of all those flyers that we created in Free State Constitution has been Tea Parties throughout the United States. But any libertarian constitutional group who is really dedicated to a restoration of the Constitution and to sound money has been a big market for the book and for the flyers that we at Free State put out over all those years. I moved up to northern Michigan back in the fall of 2007 to get to know seven great-grandchildren. So that's what I'm doing up here now. And in my retirement, I'm interested only in educating the public about this subject. This is not a money-making endeavor for me, but I am very, very happy and pleased to be able to answer questions and help people who want to try to get out of this misapplication of the tax and show them how they can legally do so. So my endeavors today are mostly into that area. Let me go back, if I can, now to what I was just talking about in Chapter 2 of the book, where I mentioned that the 16th Amendment, which was enacted in 1913 at the behest of our then-President William Howard Taft, was the actual tool that the Internal Revenue Service, a master propaganda organization, has utilized in order to misapply the tax against your and my salaries, wages, and earnings. And in Chapter 2 of my book, I reproduced in its entirety, word for word, comma for comma, President Taft's proposal speech for the income tax at the end of that chapter. And it points out so pointedly and without any possible chance of contradiction what he was asking for and what Congress gave him was an opportunity to repeat a chance as an excise tax, an indirect excise tax subject only to the rule, constitutional rule of uniformity, to tax corporate profit and gain. Now, the tax opportunity was broadened by the IRS itself in one of their own memos soon thereafter to include not only corporate profit and gain, but also investment profit and gain earned by foreigners who do not have the protection of our Constitution under Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3, and Article 1, Section 9, Clause 4, which I talk about at great length in Chapter 1 of the book. Now, by the way, your listeners, Jack, might very well want to know that all the addenda that we wrote over all those many years that I have revised and brought up to date are available on my website. And as you listeners, if you have a pen handy, you might want to make a note of the fact that a lot of that stuff is available by reference to my website. And I'll give you that later as we go along. Or you can actually probably, you might want to make a note now, those who've got a pencil handy. The website is www.super-scam.com, and all of that data that is available to them, in addition to, of course, the purchase of the book, which I would hope they would take advantage of that opportunity, is available on the website. So remember that when President Taft proposed the 16th Amendment, and then Congress, after lengthy debates, gave him exactly what he asked for. His proposal speech shows you exactly what is intended. Unfortunately, the nebulous wording of the amendment itself, which fails to define income, is what gave the IRS an opportunity to misapply the meaning of that term to include your wages, salaries, and mine, you know, and other earnings as citizens, whereas that would be a direct tax and would be totally unconstitutional because of the rule, the requirement of apportionment, as I discussed in Chapter 1. Now, many of the things that we in Free State go into great depth in on this entire subject is all repeated in Chapter 1 of the book, too. So that's something that when your readers get a book, your listeners get a book, they're going to find themselves educated. In large measure, what happens to people that I talk to after they've read the book, I say, what did you think of it? And they say, well, it makes me so angry. I had no idea that it was that way. It was. I've always been told that.
Okay, Brother Spinner, hang on. We're going to go to some books, very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be back with Spinner Goldsborough.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Officer Jack McLam program. We're going to go right back to Fenner Goldsboro. Fenner, go right ahead, brother.
Fine. Okay, let me wrap up on Chapter 2 in the interest of time, Jack. I mentioned that President William Howard Taft was the author in a proposal of the 16th Amendment, which IRS abuses when they try to misapply it against you and me and the rest of the American citizens. I want to try to show that this is... It is really an important consideration about President Taft, because he was nobody's dummy. He served 7 years as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court after his presidency. So the guy, when he was talking about the law and showing the limitation of the application of the tax to foreigners and to other privileged entities, such as the corporate privilege of limited liability and perpetual life, he knew what he was talking about. And that's all reproduced, as I think I mentioned in our last session between commercials. That was reproduced in its entirety in Chapter 2 of the book, and it's very educational. Let's go to Chapter 3. The caption the title of Chapter 3 is Whose Receipts Are Income? I touched on that briefly in the last session, but this chapter shows that the IR code agrees with the Constitution by taxing income as, and I put that in quotes, as profits of privileged corporations or receipts of foreign entities, which I also mentioned in a previous session. These entities or individuals, foreigners in particular, are as non-citizens, don't have the same constitutional protection against any direct taxation of monies or other receipts as citizens do. But when they are alleging to do business in the United States, our government has an opportunity to tax that privilege. So they become privileged taxable entities. And it turns out that the only section in the entire Internal Revenue Code, which is the law that pertains to the income tax, which actually creates a liability for the tax, is Section 1461 of the code. And that section of the code specifies that those withholding agents are responsible for the collection of taxes in an amount of 30% of the monies that those foreigners who are investing in this country, they are the only people who are liable, and I'll put that the emphasis, the underlining, the quotation marks around it, are liable for the income tax. That's only one section. That's the reason, as so many people have pointed out, patriots who have done their homework on this subject have pointed out many times, and we have in all the flyers that we've created, which would be available as those addenda for people who call on our website and request them, you will find that that information is actually acknowledged by the IRS after the passage of the 16th Amendment. And all of this comes to light so clearly that it's just there's no way that anybody could doubt it. What's happened, as I pointed out, is they've taken advantage of the lack of a definition, a defined term in the code of the word income, in order to try to misapply it to your and mine and U.S. citizens' earnings, wages, salaries, and other receipts. So we go into great detail in Chapter 3 of that book. Let me, again, in the interest of time, move quickly to Chapter 4, where I get into more detail pretty much on this related subject. And that's titled, The Internal Revenue Code, A Masterpiece of Trickery and Deception. Now, what we do there, okay, Jack, is I show how words are used and defined as terms in the Internal Revenue Code. This causes confusion and misunderstanding as to their real meaning. However, when properly understood, this confirmation of the limited application of the income tax on privileged profits or gains of corporations and or receipts of foreign entities, but not to the earnings of U.S. citizens who are constitutionally immune from that income taxation, because, as I pointed out in detail in Chapter 1, that's a direct tax, which is prohibited by Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3, and Article 1, Section 9, Clause 4. We're talking about terms. I discuss in Chapter 4 the differences and the confusion is caused by, for instance, 14 different term definitions of the words United States. Would you believe that the United States can have 14 different meanings in the Internal Revenue Code? Well,
no.
It depends on its application. And
really?
If you, for instance, there is one term for United States that's definitively involved in offshore oil drilling only and nothing else, and there's a section that taxes offshore oil drilling receipts or profits under the term United States, saying that that's the United States they're referring to. That's the kind of crazy stuff that you will read throughout the Internal Revenue Code, which causes it to be so incredibly confusion. In about, let's see, 1990, I think it was, some 20-odd years ago, the IRS admitted publicly in an article, which they've embarrassed to ever repeat, that there are over 10 million working Americans that learned the limitation of the income tax and became aware of the fact that they had been paying something that they never owed, and they became non-filers. They stopped filing taxes, and they stopped paying something that they knew they didn't owe. And now that was working Americans, and that goes back over 20 years. We're talking about You can imagine what the statistic might be since this knowledge has become far more widespread. It goes back a long way. And the IRS, of course, in their forms, in their 1040 and 1040A forms and all the others, are operating totally on an assumption and trying to indicate to you through the massive amounts of literature available in the post offices starting in January each year that we all have an obligation to pay an income tax on what we earn for a living. It ain't true, McGee, and that's what my book is all about, and it proves why and how. Then I move on to what may very well be the most interesting chapter in the book. Chapter 5 is Social Security, a flat rate income tax and voluntary withholding. That's the title of Chapter 5. Social Security, a flat rate income tax and voluntary withholding. And what I try to do there, Jack, is to show that the so-called Social Security or FICA tax, by the way, that word FICA is used commonly by the IRS itself, F-I-C-A, which is, of course, an abbreviation of Federal Insurance Contribution Act, that tax is actually nothing but another flat rate income tax. And it's flat rate income tax by statute itself. I reproduce the statute in its entirety. I'm not going to quote anything in this rather brief radio program we have, but it's all there. And when somebody reads it, they'll can understand it, and they'll be surprised because it is not an insurance program, as its title, FICA, Federal Insurance Contribution Act, means. And by the way, there is no trust fund. I'm sorry to report to those of us present author included, who are recipients of the Social Security benefit, so-called, and which is often called something that I don't think it really is, an entitlement, and I'll explain that in just a moment, that what actually is happening here is that you are being taxed on a split 50% cost basis with your employer. That is to say, 50% of the Social Security tax referred to in the news, I think you'll agree, Jack, is payroll tax. Well, it's not a payroll tax. It's an income tax, and it's paid for by payroll. So in that sense, maybe they're partially correct, but they ought to identify it correctly as another income tax, and that's all it is, pure and simple. And there is no trust fund because a tax doesn't create a trust fund. Only an insurance plan creates a trust fund and or could create one. And the FICA or Federal Insurance Contribution Act is also not insurance. It's strictly another income tax. I point out that by statute, and I can't get into it in this discussion, but you'll see all the reasons when you read Chapter 5 of the book, that technically and legally the tax is only applicable to non-resident aliens in the four island possessions. Yep, you heard me. Non-resident aliens in the four island possessions, and I show why in Chapter 5. An awful lot of people are pretty discouraged with the prospect for the future of our Social Security plan. And again, they keep referring to it as a trust fund, and they keep referring to it as an entitlement. Let me point out to you, and I think you would agree, that for those of us who, let's say, have been dumping money into that, thinking that we were required to do so for all these years, and maybe they put it in for 30 years before or 30 or 40 years before retirement, and then they retirement, and the government calls it an entitlement. What are they getting out? They're getting out dollars or partially of some of the dollars that they dumped into it when those monies would buy a whole lot more than the monies will buy because of inflation when it comes out. I would suggest that the beneficiary of the Social Security FICA so-called plan, when he starts getting the benefits from Social Security, has purchasing power that's greatly reduced from what the purchasing power was of the dollars that he dumped in. Would you agree?
Yeah.
I bet you would.
Right.
So that's where we stand on Chapter 5. I go into great detail on that. And then I spend about half of that chapter talking about the voluntary subject of withholding. Withholding is alleged by the IRS to be mandatory, and I prove irrevocably that, in fact, withholding is voluntary. It's voluntary because You cannot take money away from somebody without their permission, and you particularly their most precious of their property, which is their wages, salaries, or other income. Their so-called earning potential is probably the most precious property, and there's all kinds of Supreme Court case law that I quote in my book, which shows that the Fifth Amendment to our Constitution is probably the most important protection we have against government acquisition of our property without due process of law. So the due process clause of the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment protects people from any kind of withholding from their paycheck without their permission. Let's talk briefly about the so-called W-4 withholding allowance certificate. When anybody goes to work today for just about any company or even an individual employer, it matters not whether it's a corporation, a partnership, a limited partnership, or an individual sole proprietor. What normally happens is that on the advice of the employer's lawyer or accountant or both, the new employee is giving a piece of paper called a W-4 withholding allowance certificate. I'm sure you're familiar with it, Jack.
That's
certificate
right.
Is supposed to be mandatory. It cannot be mandatory because of the Fifth Amendment. By its very wording, it is not mandatory. It must be voluntary when you think about the wording. W-4 withholding allowance certificate. What does allowance mean? To allow is to permit. Now, if it's mandatory, how come the employer has to have the signature on that piece of paper permitting him to take money out of his paycheck? If it's law, he doesn't need to get the employee's permission. He just takes it out because the law requires him to do so. Does that make sense? I'm
that
sure you would
sense,
agree with
brother.
Me that it does.
That makes sense, brother.
I go into great detail on that, and I show the methodology that an employee can use both in Chapter 5 of the book and also in the addenda, the very addenda that I've written to that chapter, which indicates how people can stop the withholding and stop paying a tax that they don't owe. And so when we get into that chapter, that is very difficult for people to understand unless they study it carefully. And the biggest problem that people have with it is that lawyers and accountants who are involved in the income tax scam overall have also been ill-trained, mistrained, call it what you will, to believe, because they've never really read or studied the law, that withholding is a requirement. That is to say that it is mandatory. So that chapter shows that not only by the code sections, but also by the implementing regulations, withholding is 100% voluntary and has to be. It becomes a struggle, and many times, particularly with large employers, for people to really understand this subject and to be able to go to their employer and tell them they want to stop all withholding because they've learned that they didn't know the tax in the first place, so they don't want monies withheld from their pay to pay something that they've decided they're not going to pay anymore.
Okay, brother. Could you give out that website again?
Yeah, I'll be happy to.
We've only got 5 minutes left.
Okay, right. And then we could go next time maybe to the, we'll get into a little of the other stuff at the next one. Yeah, www.super-scam.com. And a plethora of information, including the cost of the book and other data that's available, the synopsis, the summary, chapter by chapter of what's there. And the preface, the prologue, and the epilogue, which are very important reading. Quick suggestion, read the preface, the prologue, and the epilogue on the website. And then look at the book. The book is available for a modest price of $15 plus shipping. How much is it shipping, Joanne? I think it's $3 or $5. I forget. But anyhow, and then I give discounts for volume purchases of the book. A lot of people will buy five or more books, and you get a price break. And then after, I'm happy to answer questions from anybody who wants to call me about what's in the book after they've purchased it. I'm glad to be able to do that. And then we go from there. So that covers it pretty much for now, Jack. You think until we get into this next hour, you can open up for questions.
Right. We're going to open it up for questions.
Okay. All right. So we just hang tight on that at this stage of the game?
Right. Yeah.
All right. Very, very good. I'll wait to
stay with us,
commercial
Benner.
Break.
Stay with us, Benner, because you
anybody
may
that wants
some
to call,
questions.
We'll spend the next hour talking about it.
Okay. God bless you, Benner. Stay with us now. Okay. Folks, right after this, these messages, I'm going to give out the call-in number for this open phone segment of our show, the Officer Jack McLam program, Open Phone.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
On the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. And we're going to give out that call-in number for you to call in next hour. We're just about on next hour right now. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Once again, that's 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in next hour and talk to Fenner about the income tax situation or ask any questions whatsoever, call in, please, folks. Okay. Let's go back to Fenner now. Fenner, go right ahead, brother.
Fine. Jack, I thought it might be a good idea for me to answer the question that I get most frequently, particularly for people who really have not taken the time to study this subject. They've been paying the income tax that they are suddenly suggested to them by my book that they don't owe and they have never owed. And here is the question that I get more frequently than anything else. I have people come and say, hey, I've heard that there's no law that requires U.S. citizens to file a tax return or to pay a tax on their earnings. Is this true? And yes, my answer to that question is, of course it's true. There is no such law. For individual U.S. citizens, and keep that in mind now, we're talking about the constitutional rights and privileges of citizens. For individual citizens, their money's in the form of receipts from compensation for services, rents, royalties, commissions, dividends, interest. This even includes investment profits, business profits, capital gains, etc., that they've received for themselves are not taxable under our Constitution because it would be a direct tax. Such a tax would be an unapportioned direct tax. Remember, I talked about apportionment, which means an apportioned direct tax has to go to the treasurer of each state in accordance with their population as it relates to the population of the nation as a whole. We have, what, about 300 million people. Now, you're out there in Nevada, which, of course, is a big state geographically, but you've got a very minimal population. I would imagine your percentage of an apportioned direct tax bill that came to you in Idaho would probably be not more than 2 or 3% of the overall. But that shows you how apportionment works, which I talk about at great length in Chapter 1 of the book. Anyhow, such a tax, being an unapportioned direct tax, and billed to each government of the states of the Union according to the population of each state, that's prohibited by Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3, and Article 1, Section 9, Clause 4 of the Constitution. The top management people in the Internal Revenue Service, along with many lawyers, accountants, and tax professionals, And I would say certainly most federal judges, they know that this is true. For these reasons, there cannot constitutionally be any law imposing income.
Okay, brother. Hold on, Fenner. Just so you know, there at RBN, my screen is not up. My screen is not up, so you're going to have to tell me on the air who's calling in at what time, okay? My screen is not up. All right. Thank you.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen.